Well, good evening, everybody. This is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing, period. I'm calling in from Colorado tonight. I got Dave Sandoval, our owner and founder, standing by as well. And an exciting topic, maximizing the new and improved gift card program. We're seeing things really start to take off in the utilization of these new this new gift card site, MyPuriumGift.com. And so definitely there are people taking to it very quickly and others that are trying to get up to speed. So whether you already got the hang of it or if you're trying to get the hang of it, that's what we're going to be doing here tonight, is taking your business to another level. We're going to talk not only about the logistics, but far more importantly about the attitudes and beliefs necessary to build a business using gift cards, how to create your list, prioritize your list, work your list. So let's go through the logistics first, some updates from our corporate team here, and then we'll get into the training. So as you should know by now, MyPuriumGift.com is opened, and that means that you've got more product choices for your prospects. Every single Purium product is available on MyPuriumGift. More commissions, meaning that any order over $20, you're going to earn your full 30% commission on. And there are more options as well, because not only can somebody sample the product, they can actually enroll in the business with a bronze, silver, or gold pack, and you're going to earn commissions on that as well. We've got two new webinars, our product webinar that Dave does a fantastic job of narrating, and then we also have a shorter business opportunity webinar that goes through the gift card marketing program and how you can get paid to give away $50 gift cards. Below the product webinar, we have an online product catalog. It's very fast to load. It's a beautiful catalog, as you know, so it's a fantastic piece, and you know, people who are wondering whether or not there's value in that $50 gift card, they can just open up the catalog and quickly see where the value is. In addition, we also have the 21 reasons to join Purium under the business webinar. So we have what I believe is our best product piece, our best business opportunity piece, and two great webinars. So you can just direct somebody to My Purium Gift, give them the $50 gift card number, give them your distributor ID number. That's one of the things that's different about this system, is you do need to give them your ID number along with the gift card number, and they'll have everything they need to get informed, take action, and make a decision. But even better than that, if you can give them some guidance, and we'll talk about that here in just a moment. So all of your old gift card numbers will work. But if you have gift cards outstanding, if you've given gift cards to people, my recommendation is that you call them up. It's a great excuse to call them up and say, hey, the gift card program has gotten even better. Remember when I gave you that gift card last week? It's gotten even better. And instead of going to PuriumForFree.com, I recommend that you go to MyPuriumGift.com, because you can choose from any of our products on that website. So MyPuriumGift, MyPuriumGift, MyPuriumGift. That's what you want to be focused on. Give them the gift card number, give them your distributor ID number, and they'll have everything they need to take advantage of this opportunity. Now, understand, we only have 8 days left for what we call our unlimited free gift card promotion. So for every 5 gift cards you get redeemed, you get 5 for free, and that runs out October 31st. And at this point, once it's gone, it's not coming back. We are not planning on continuing, extending, or rerunning this promotion. This is the best promotion we've ever run, probably the best promotion we ever will run on gift cards. So I really recommend that you take notes on tonight's call, because we're going to talk about how you can get gift cards out into the marketplace and get gift cards out quickly. One of the things that we've also done, this announcement is a major, major announcement as well, is we've upgraded and updated the Fast Start training. So we now have 7 different audios. Instead of having one 25-minute audio, we've got 7 little audios that are 3 to 5 minutes. So we've got audios on getting organized, duplication, setting goals, time management, how to create a game plan, how to walk people through the pipeline process, key concepts, all sorts of great information in just 3-minute to 5-minute tidbits. And we have a much more interactive Fast Start training guide. So that's up in your back office right now, and I recommend that when you get off the call tonight, That would be the optimal, or at the very least, in the next 24 hours, take a look at the Fast Start training, take a listen to the Fast Start training audios, and you're really going to get an understanding of how to build your business and, you know, some important emphasis on things that we're going to be discussing here as well tonight. So there's lots of great training available, and the reason that we've upgraded our training, besides the fact that we always like to improve things, is that we're enrolling more people now. And we expect that enrollment process to really swell to a level that we've never seen before. That's why we put the concierge in place to help people get onboarded. And that's why we put in place a Fast Start training so that you can go out and keep it simple, that you can go out and start talking to people, handing out gift cards, having fun, introducing the products, introducing the opportunity, and then allowing that Fast Start training and the concierge to help to get people started right. So things should start moving a lot faster, and it's all about handing out gift cards. So what I want to do is start with an analogy that I think is really interesting and really fun, something that I've been listening to Dave Sandoval promote this gift card program and kind of add it on to some stuff that he's been saying. And Dave, if you're on the line, after I go through this analogy, I'd love your thoughts on this and some other things before we get into more nuts and bolts stuff. So here's what I'd like to do. I'd like to ask you a question. And the question is, if I opened up a restaurant and gave you an unlimited number of gift cards, $50 gift cards to my restaurant, now this restaurant has tasty food, it has healthy food, it has clean and green food, I'm going to give you as many gift cards as you like, $50 each, to give out to your friends and to your family. Unlimited for the next 8 days, as many $50 gift cards as you'd like for the next 8 days to give out to your friends and family, how many $50 gift cards would you give out to my restaurant? Okay, now before you answer that, let me up the ante. Let me make it a little better for you. What if I paid you for everyone who spent more than $20 at my restaurant? Because the main goal of giving you those gift cards, I want to introduce people to my food. So if I want to introduce people to my food and they spend money at my restaurant more than $20, I want to pay you for introducing those people to my restaurant. So now not only are you giving your friends a $50 value, but you also have the opportunity to make some money yourself as you hand out these gift cards. So now how many of those gift cards do you think you would hand out realistically over the next 8 days to this restaurant, if you had an unlimited amount? Would you get on Facebook? Would you email? Would you call? Would you text? Would you say, hey, I got $50 gift cards to this new restaurant, and you wouldn't have to tell them, but oh, by the way, you're going to be making a little money if they choose to spend more money. Now, I'm going to up the ante even more. It's not my restaurant. It's your restaurant. And not only are you going to make money every time, not only are you going to make money the first time that they come in, but you're going to make money every time they go out to dinner in your restaurant in the future. Every time they buy food at your healthy restaurant, you're going to be making money. How many gift cards are you handing out now? You're giving them a great first meal. You're going to make a little extra money if they spend more than $20. And every time they come back to your restaurant, not my restaurant, you're going to be making money. Now I'm going to up the ante even further. Because some of the people that get these gift cards, some of the people that try the food at the restaurant are going to be so excited, they're going to say, hey, where did you get those gift cards, and can I have some? Because I would love to have some gift cards to give to my friends, and guess what? You're going to make money on those gift cards. You're going to make money on all of those dinners that they hand out, not only the first time, but every time that those people come back to the restaurant. So you get the idea that handing out these gift cards, if you look at it from a perspective of if you were opening up a restaurant, how easy, how fun, how excited, and how motivated you'd be to meet with people, call people, email people, text people, because you would be feeling like you're giving something, not getting something. You've chosen them to try this food that you really feel motivated about. You know, you're going to be very, very excited to hand out those gift cards. So, Dave, if you're still on the line, I would love to hear your 2 cents on my interpretation of some stuff you've been saying on that idea and the mindset that people would have about opening up their business and using the gift cards. All right. Well, I know that Dave was going to be in an area that the cell phone reception.
David, could you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Could you hear me?
Yep.
Yeah, I usually put my phone on mute just to make sure I don't have background noise. But
okay, cool.
But thank you, Dave, and thanks everybody for being on the call. I have to go back just a second because we have this fast start training, and I think that some people, they hear the words and they're not listening, or they don't realize just how important this is. So I want to take a second and ask all of you if you've ever bought a piece of furniture at IKEA, and it seems like a simple lamp or a simple table or something that you need to assemble at when you get it home, a bicycle for your kid. And you start assembling it without reading the directions because it looks fairly simple, and you put bikes together before. And all of a sudden you realize that you're supposed to put this fender guard on, actually before you put the little sprocket on, because it doesn't look like it, but there's a little thing that doesn't let you put it on after because there's not enough room. And so you put the whole bike together before you realize that, and you got to take it all the way apart and start over again. We've all done that. And so I want you guys to pay really close attention to the Fast Start training. It is the manual for constructing a successful Purium business. It's the instruction guide for putting together a successful Purium business. It's the blueprint, but it's simple. It's the plan, and you've got to follow it if you want to succeed, and I can't emphasize that enough. I'm not saying it's the only way to succeed. It's the surest way, and it is a tried and true way, and it is the easiest way unless you've got a magic wand. So pay attention to that because it's really important, way more important than David actually made it out to be, maybe because he created it and he didn't want to seem as though he was bragging about himself. Let me brag about him. It's amazing, and you've got to use it. You've got to do it. You've got to look at it, and you've got to encourage everyone you bring into the business to use that as their blueprint for getting started. Number two, this is even better because I went out and I looked up the cost of like getting a Subway franchise, and it's about $35,000 to $50,000 if you want, their assistance in getting started, but they don't give you that much assistance, but imagine if you spent $50,000or $35,000, right, for a Subway franchise, and they gave you $500,000 worth of free coupons to hand out that the corporation gave you. And for every sandwich, so you get a handout sandwiches that the corporation pays for, not you. That's pretty amazing. But it would never happen. No way Subway's letting you give away $500,000 worth of your first sandwiches for free. But that's what we're doing. Just stop and think about it. $350 gets you, 40,000 dollars. $2,000. So a $350 investment gets you $2,000 worth of free product to give away to get people to come back to your sandwich shop. That's amazing. No one's ever done it before. If they did, everybody in the world would own a Subway. So they'd be guaranteed success. So I don't know how else we can present a win-win opportunity before people start to really thrive and really, really realize how amazing this is. Because the first ones to get it are going to be the first ones to really, really get it. And by that I mean they're really going to get all of the benefits of it. So this is the golden age. I mean, this is the beginning, the dawn of a golden age at Purium. And I hope you're as excited as I am, because this is the closest thing to a sure thing as you're ever going to see.
Well, I'll tell you, Dave, I really like that Subway analogy, and having owned a traditional business, it does cost a lot of money, and you do need to advertise, and, you are very serious about the business when you spend that kind of money. And so, if you have that same intention and that same seriousness and that same belief and that same mindset and that same confidence level, then, good things are going to happen, because you're only open for business in this business when you're talking to new people. And ASAP is not a time, and a lot is not a quantity. So we don't want to talk to a lot of people ASAP. we want to talk to a specific number of people in the next 8 days. And my recommendation is to start with at least 24, to focus on at least 12 good product prospects, at least 12 good business opportunity prospects, and to go through your list and talk to at least 24 folks, hand out at least 24 gift cards, or better yet, get at least 24 gift cards redeemed over the next 8 days. I think that's a great goal, a great target for you, because, you know, one of the things that I used to do is I used to work out on a treadmill. Now I do different types of workout, but I used to work out on a treadmill. And for a long time, I used to use the timer as the main source of how long I'd, you know, work out for. Then I switched from the timer to the calorie counter. And guess what? You know what? My workouts got way more intense because I was focused more on the results versus the time. So it was a reward for me to work hard because I knew that I was making I was accomplishing what I wanted to accomplish from a results standpoint, not just putting in the time. So, you know, putting together a game plan, focusing on trying to get 12 gift cards redeemed on the product side, 12 gift cards redeemed on the opportunity side, to me, is a great goal and something we can work from. Whatever your goals are, as long as they're specific and measurable, then good things are going to happen. And so what I'd like to do is talk a little bit about, you know, who are some of the folks that you want to target with these gift cards that may be product-oriented, some people that you want to target that may be opportunity-oriented, and then we can talk a little bit about some things that you might want to say or not say. But, you know, as far as the process of handing out gift cards, to me, it's 50% mental and 50% menial. And I know that doesn't sound exciting, but the 50% mental part is what we just covered, which is the belief factor, the excitement, the energy, the enthusiasm, as though you opened up your own restaurant and you want to go tell people about it and you are the human advertising for it. That excitement, energy, and belief level is 50% of the battle. The second 50% is menial, meaning you just got to make a list and you just got to go call people. You got to meet with people. You got to email people. You got to text people. You just got to say, I've got these gift cards, and I guarantee you that if I took an enthusiastic person and took your cell phone, took your email list, took your business cards, took your little black book, and even if they didn't even know any of the people on your list and actually picked up the phone and called and enthusiastically said, hey, I've got this $50 gift card. I would love for you to check out this website and see if there's any products you'd like. I guarantee you that they would be able to find 12 people to redeem the products and 12 people to redeem the business. Now, you have a huge advantage because you know these people. They're far more likely to listen to you, to take your phone call, and to be excited about it, but it's that menial process of going and picking up the phone. So who are you going to talk to? To me, you get paid the same amount, or I shouldn't say you get paid the same amount. It takes the same amount of effort. It takes the same amount of time to talk to great people as it does to talk to people that aren't so great. So if you're going to spend the same amount of time, the same amount of effort, you might as well talk to great people, people who might want to do something with these gift cards, people that are open-minded, people that are business-oriented, people that are entrepreneurial, people that are fun, and people that are used to selling things, people that are, maybe wealthy, maybe positive, maybe energetic, people that are already networkers that like to share information. Those are the business-oriented types of people that you're going to be wanting to contact, folks with influence that are willing to share that with others, more often than not, people that are successful. And from the health side, you know, people that are health-oriented, that are fitness-oriented, that are athletic, that care about their body, that are vegetarian, that are gluten-free, that have health issues, that are older, that are overweight. There's so many different ways to look at and approach people, and whatever your belief level is, look at your list, bundle people up, and say, hey, these are the sorts of folks that I think will do well with this product, I think will do well with this opportunity. And then when you call them, when you contact them, you can simply say with enthusiasm, hey, Dave, I called you up because I think you'll love this product. Hey, Dave, I called you up because I think you're going to be really interested in this business. I've got this $50 gift card, and I would love for you to check this out. It's really not that hard to make the contact when you're enthusiastic and the person that you've decided to contact, you're confident that you have a reason why you're contacting them, and you're confident that they're going to at least be open-minded and energetic and potentially take a look at it. So, Dave, I'm sure you have some ideas and thoughts about inviting people to look at and utilize the gift card.
Okay. So I apologize.
I was just talking about inviting people and saying that there's certain traits to look for when you talk to folks, and that, you know, if your belief level is high and you believe that you're helping somebody when you hand out this gift card, then, you know, I think that the conversation you might have about, hey, I got a $50 gift card for you, or hey, I want you to check out this website, I'm looking for your opinion, I want your feedback, you know, those kinds of things end up coming naturally. But what are some things that, you know, you think are important that you would say or wouldn't say when you're just trying to get a gift card in somebody's hands?
Yeah, for me, it's simple. I listen, wait for somebody to tell you something that gives you an opening. Sometimes somebody will mention that they're not sleeping well, they got body aches, they're trying to lose some weight for a wedding that's coming up, they've got a mom who is about to go into surgery, something like that. People don't want to know how much you know until they know how much you care, is an old saying that I really believe in. Or people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care, I think is the real way to say it. But, you know, what I like to do is I like to offer them something that they typically wouldn't get before, and that is a consult with a naturopathic doctor. Hey, I could get you a consult with a naturopath, and after he talks to you about that condition you have, I want to give you $50 worth of free products because he'll probably recommend some products. I want to make sure that, you know, that you're going to be able to get those, so here's a gift card, and let me make an appointment. That way they're locked in. They've got an appointment to talk to Dr. Mike. You know that they're going to get some good advice that you might not be able to give because you're not a naturopath, and you know that person's going to feel very appreciative towards you, and they're not going to think that you're somebody who's trying to make money off of them. Not that that's a bad thing, but they're going to know that you care, and then they're not going to care that you benefit, and that's important. So, and then the second thing that I would do that I think is really, really important is to directly connect them getting excited about the products before you ever talk about a gift card. Until they're excited about the products, don't try to get them excited about a gift card. To me, that's putting the cart in front of the horse. You tell them that you're really gassed about these products. You let them know that the Master Aminos cost $80, the Astaxanthin costs $30, and you think it's the best $110 investment you ever made. And by the way, if they want to try it, you've got a $50 gift card, and that takes their $110 down to $60, and that's almost half price. If you want to try that, I could hook you up. I always, always, always try to directly connect it to creating the need or the desire, or else the gift card means absolutely nothing.
Great. Well, you just said three super important things, and I'll start with the last one first, which is, you know, talking about the benefits of the product, and the easiest way to share the benefits of the product is just like you did, Dave, which is based upon your own personal experience. So, you know, you picked Master Amino and Astaxanthin. I know you probably could have picked any of the products since you take them all, but those are two that I know you're particularly passionate about, and for good reason. And so, you know, it comes across naturally because you have a personal experience to share. So, you know, that's a really, really important piece is if you're having challenges sharing gift cards, sharing your enthusiasm, you need to check yourself and say, hey, am I using these products correctly? Am I using enough of them? Am I changing my lifestyle to help support my product usage so that I have something to talk about? It's much easier to talk about benefits of products when they're happening personally to you rather than something that's in theory. So, you know, I thought that was a super important piece. Another thing you talked about was, you know, you used the example of somebody like having a wedding, you know, keeping your ears open and somebody having a wedding. You know, I talked about making a list, and I think that especially in a compressed time frame, making a list is really, really important. But, you know, you can put yourself in the way of the right types of people. When I owned my spa, I used to go specifically to wedding shows because my equipment helped people to lose weight and lose weight quickly. And I used the Purium products in conjunction with these treatments, and they worked fantastic because we used the Master Aminos. People built muscle as they lost weight. And so I used to go to wedding trade shows and look for brides who were, you know, 2 to 7 months away from their wedding. And I knew that, you know, they want to look their best, and they were willing to spend the type of money that my spa charged for these treatments. So, you know, not only do you just look at your email list, not only do you just look at your cell phone list, but if you want to be more assertive about your business and treat it like a business, there are lots of different ways to get in front of people that are going to be more open and interested in learning about it. The last thing you said, which I thought was really interesting, was this idea of the naturopath. And, you know, it's just another whole dimension of the company that I sometimes even forget to talk about. And I think it's just so unique and so different. And, you know, when you talk about helping people, and that's the reason you're picking up the phone, is to help people, I guarantee you that you, and I'm not talking to you, Dave, particularly, but anybody on this phone probably knows a half a dozen to a dozen people that have some sort of health condition that's, you know, relatively public that they probably could use some help with. And, you know, here you are giving them a free doctor visit in conjunction with products. I mean, that's a really, really powerful way to approach somebody. So, you know, I'm sure there were plenty of other good ideas within your few minutes of wisdom, but those were just a few I picked up on that I thought were really
important. Well, the one that's most important is to create a desire before you give the value. You know, you got to create desire before you try to offer value.
Yeah,
and I think that's the most important thing.
And I love how you did it with the personal experience. And I think that's the easiest way for most folks to do it is to talk about that. And it's the same with the business side of things as well. You know, it is, you know, if you don't have a story, if you don't have a particular success story, you know, then I think one of the easiest ways to introduce somebody to the business opportunity is to say, hey, I want your feedback. I want to get your opinion, you know, and you have started this business. It is your business. You have joined Purium. You saw enough in Purium that you said yes. So this is not some crazy idea. I mean, this is something that, you know, objectively is a fantastic idea, and subjectively you made the decision and already said yes. So when you call somebody up and say, hey, Dave, I just started this business. I think it's really neat. I think it's really unique. You wouldn't believe what they're doing, handing out these gift cards. There's a 4.5-minute movie on this website I'd love for you to check out, and I want your feedback. I want your opinion on it. I'm really interested.
I would say it slightly differently if I could suggest another alternative.
Sure.
Because I would say I just heard about what I think is the most innovative new business model, like, in history, and it's just getting started. And I'm getting involved because it's that amazing. You should go to the website, check it out. You know, if you decide that you want to, you know, explore it on any level, call me, and I'll tell you how I could get you involved. I mean, I would be much more. I think we have something that's really exciting and worth acting excited about. And I think that if you don't act excited, if you're not excited, they will not be. So I would straight out say, I just got exposed to what is going to be what I think is the most dynamic business concept that I've ever been exposed to, and I think it's gonna revolutionize, you know, the way people do stuff, and you got to check it out. So yeah, it's almost the same, but I would just do it with a lot more flair, a lot more pizzazz. This is never been done before. This is amazing. Someone's gonna make if you give them a gift card, a $249 investment. And they're going to get $2,000, $4,000, $6,000 worth of a product to give away to get people interested in. So as long as they know the product is worthy of attention, and that's why I say create the desire first. If they don't know there's value in the products, they won't know there's value in the business. And but that's all I really have to say about that.
Very, very cool. Well, good. Well, great stuff, and you know, fantastic salesmanship, and you know, I love it, and I agree with everything that you just said, and I hope that you all that were out there listening, taking notes and incorporating that into how you'll present the business. And, you know, the last thing I'll say is, you know, really it's about saying less to more people. You know, so it depends on the context, it depends on the relationship, it depends on the situation. I agree a lot with what Dave said, which is in the course of your day, if you're listening, then you'll pick up on opportunities and situations to connect with people. And those connections, especially if they're new connections, take a lot longer to develop. But if you're going to be creating a campaign over the next 8 days to try to, you know, talk to a bunch of folks, create some excitement and momentum and energy in your business, then, you know, just as Dave said, hey, I heard about this business model. I think it's unbelievable. I know you're a dynamic business person, and I want you to check this out, get your opinion, and see what I saw, which is just amazing. Go to mypuriumgift.com, watch this 4.5-minute video, and, you know, give me a call back in 5, you know, and I'll give you a gift card number, and I'll show you, you know. So however that comes out, it doesn't need to be, you know, super long, super intense. You don't want to do the presentation. All you want to do is set the table, create the excitement, and, you know, just enough to get them to the restaurant. And, you know, let the website, let the webinars, let the 21 reasons, let the product catalog do a lot of the heavy lifting for you. And, you know, it really is just giving away gift cards, and that's how you build your business. And that's what we're going to be doing here over and over and over again. Is getting paid to give away gift cards is a very fun, unique, innovative model. So, Dave, any last words to wrap up before we send everybody off for 24 hours before tomorrow night's call?
Well, just one thing, and that's something that somebody I know is doing. They're basically going on their Facebook and looking for, they're saying, I'm looking for 10 to 20 people to join me as my weight loss support group. I'm trying to lose 15 pounds, and if you agree to join me, I'm going to give you $50 worth of products. And I thought that was very creative, because she's using her personal story, and she's saying, hey, if you just join me and become part of my support group losing weight, I'm going to give you $50 worth of free products. Nice. I thought that was pretty cool.
Very, very, very cool. Well, good stuff, great ideas, and, you know, thanks for being on.
I think I already said how excited I am, so I don't need to go back there. I mean, this is
the
start of the
golden
age of Purium. You know, it really is. And anybody, one thing I will say that's the truth between successful people and people who just talk about what they could have or should have been is the ability to recognize an opportunity and seize it. And when you have the courage to do that, it feels amazing. And when you don't, you're going to end up feeling like you cheated yourself the rest of your life. And I'm lucky enough to be one of those people that seizes opportunities. I always have, and that's why I smile so much. That's why I feel so good about my life, is because I don't sit around and say what could have, should have been. I make things happen, and that's what we've done. If anybody's paying attention, we are making this happen with Purium. We're not sitting around waiting for someone else to do it. We created the most dynamic engine to fuel growth for any network marketer has ever seen in the history of network marketing. If you can't recognize that, there's nothing more that I think I could do, but I believe you do recognize it. That's why you're on the call tonight, and you're the ones who are going to be here at this time in history when it really matters.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Well, we'll catch everybody tomorrow evening, 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific, and if you like what you heard, tell your organization, it'll be up in the back office in another day or two, and definitely check out that Fast Start training. So, Dave, thanks so much for your input and great ideas and inspiration. And everybody, we'll catch you tomorrow night.